Taiwan Special, episode 3 for the week. I put this up on, like I said yesterday, when the police started spraying blue dye on the protesters, something snapped in me and I took it personally. And it really was the first act of aggression against the people, because it's maybe it's like the Nazis making the Jews wear this 6-pointed star. They're trying to mark the people that are going to be hauled off in the Final Solution. That's really what it looks like. That's what it is. That's what it is. Marking the protesters with blue is a preparation to haul them off to a Final Solution. In Tiananmen Square, China tank rolled over 3,000 people, killing them, and scraped up their parts, the remains, with bulldozers and then burned it. 3,000 people this way. And China's not answered for that. Their leaders who were there, still alive today, are harbored and safely in China. International courts have ordered their arrest and that they be handed over, and China has refused to comply. This is years ago this happened. The people for the Tiananmen Square massacre have not answered, and China has helped protect those evil people. And I we're all afraid of Korea. Why has it been legal to do any business at all with China since 1989? At all? I don't understand. In a sense, we've all bought stuff that's been made in China because we had this massive system. And again, like I said, in the first Taiwan special, you've got to be allowed to have failure. Failing to have a deal, prices go up, you suffer consequences. That has to be possible. And you've got to be willing to live with bad consequences, just like the other guy's got to live with bad consequences if you can't make things work out. Because otherwise, he's never going to give up the bad things that he insists on having. You're going to fall sooner or later, and you might as well do it standing up rather than be laying down and getting rolled over. I mean, even recently, was Tiananmen Square massacre a thing of the past that we should move beyond? Just a few years ago, some guy was up in a remote Chinese village. The government was doing this eminent domain stuff, tearing down his house. He wouldn't get out of the way, and the steamroller rolled him right over. His skull burst open, and his brains were lying on the pavement, and someone took a picture of it. This is not long ago, China's government. They have no business trying to spread their influence until they deal with these issues of cruelty against people. This same government is not repentant. And now they're marking and coloring people on the streets in Hong Kong. The police are not painting them blue because they think it's more fashionable. We are looking at China's own Final Solution against Hong Kong. China's preparing for a Holocaust. How else can you say this? Now, willing to say it, I put the color on my Facebook page. Please support Hong Kong. Go to my Facebook page. Copy my Facebook profile and make it your profile picture for a time. It's set to time out. I don't believe in wearing a cause ribbon for the rest of my life. There's a time of awareness. We need to stir awareness of things. It's an American flag with the blue coloring on it. By marking these protesters with this blue color, they've attacked America. And there's this one other Westerner that's here in Taiwan that saw my comment that the attack on the Hong Kongers is an attack on America. And he dropped the F-bomb right on my Facebook page. How the F is this an attack on America? And one of my friends came along. I'm not going to say what I know, but this guy knows about immigration. This guy knows about fleeing from communism. I'm not going to say he's done it, but I do know that he does know about it. And he comes along and he says, well, maybe it's an attack on America, because an attack on liberty anywhere is something that we who have freedom at a cost, who've paid for freedom, it's something that we identify with. We've paid a heavy price for our freedom. Some of us have. And when other people get their freedoms attacked, we kind of take it personally. I don't know. Something set me off. And I just, that whole attitude of you pick on one of us, you pick on all of us, really stirred up in me. I remember that from 9/11. I was in Chicago. It was September 14th. Maybe two, three days after. It was on the radio in Chicago. Everyone was talking about the Twin Towers having been knocked down. And I don't want to get into the conspiracy theory stuff. I'm just saying, at the time, someone said, you pick on one of us, you pick on all of us. Now, whoever you want to blame, fine. But, you know, like the... Whoever, what you know, what I don't want to do kookery. The attack on those towers was not just an attack on the people in them. It was an attack on all of Western civilization. Whatever you chalk it up to. And in Chicago, the guy was saying, I'm going to fly American flag on my car. That's it. I'm mad. You attack one of us, you attack all of us. And for those of you bullies out there, There's only so many people you can pick on until you've effed with the wrong ones. And that was on the radio in Chicago. And like the next day, the American flags were on all the antennas. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, it was showing up in remote parts of Michigan. They thought they were just the latest, greatest thing there, being 2 weeks behind the times. So an attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. And that feeling really stirred up in me when I saw this blue spray being sprayed on the protesters. And so I put these out there and I'm over here with other people that should be Americans, and they're mad at me. Now, the American left is going to say that we're the country of slavery. Need I say that Plymouth Rock is where the Christians landed in the North, and it was the North that ended slavery? Malcolm X was famous for saying, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock landed on us. No, Plymouth Rock landed on slavery. The Pilgrims started the North that ended slavery. It was the old controlling British Empire evil from that time, from that era. India suffered under British tyranny. Americans did. There were times in Hong Kong that was really terrible. The second Yip Man movie really expresses it. My stream here has had a problem. I may have to pause this and figure out why my stream is having trouble. Okay, I've restarted my YouTube stream. I streamed this live while I'm recording the audio, and I just paused and stopped the stream and restarted it. We've suffered tyranny at many different points in history, and evil is so evil that no matter where we try to get free from it, it manages to follow us. And slavery and oppression tried to follow us in America. And it was evil. It was horrible. It brainwashed the North. Many people in the North just didn't care. Martin Luther King was in prison, and the Christian pastors, this goes back to earlier when I was talking about the no-deal Brexit possibility. The evangelical pastors didn't want Martin Luther King making waves. They wanted to get freedom. They wanted to get equal rights for any skin color in America. They wanted that, so they said. But the evangelical pastors wanted the civil rights movement to succeed as long as it didn't make waves. And if it was going to make waves, then they wanted the oppression to continue. They wouldn't say it that way, but they criticized him for making waves. I've been there standing up to the controlling Chinese culture pastor, and then the other American comes out, Jesse, they're mad in there, and I don't know how to solve this, but that's not the way. It's like, okay, so it's going to be peaceful or else oppression continues? At some point, enough is enough. At some point, this has to stop. And, you know, look, the Hong Kong government, and Reuters broke the story. The Hong Kong government, supposedly Carrie Lam tried to resign. She suggested that they allow equal suffrage as they promised, and Beijing said no. I covered that in the Cadence this week, and I talked more about that, but like what the ramifications of that would be. But it's like, no, those things have to happen. Carrie Lam must step down. Like, I this isn't me demanding this. I'm saying what the people are demanding. For them, they're insisting that Carrie Lam must step down and they must have equal suffrage. There is no other option. There isn't a no deal end to these protests. These protests continue until she steps down and she's offered to. She wants to. Or maybe she doesn't, but she's willing. Until she is allowed to step down and until they have free democratic elections as promised. It's not a new thing. They were promised those. And until the police brutality is investigated and prosecuted. They say, you know, third party, you know, of course, you know, properly. You can't investigate yourself and call a fair investigation. So those things will have to happen or the protests will continue. And China has rejected that and they don't get it. Certain things must happen. And if they don't, then things aren't good. If you want peace, certain things must happen. And the tyrant is the one who starts steamrolling if he doesn't get his way. So I don't know, you know, again, it was back to the first episode this week. You know, two episodes ago, the time especially, I talked about the no deal Brexit option. You've got to have that. No, the protesters can't say, well, we're not going to have a no deal option. So they're not giving us what we want. So we'll just go home and let them pass the law to ship us off to China whenever they want. Because that's what they want. They want to pass an extradition law, let them ship them off to China whenever they want. And so, no, there's a point where you've got to make waves if the bad guys don't stop being bad. And these compromising types expect you to let the bad guys keep being bad, and they'll only stand up to the bad guys as long as there's no turbulence and no dust and no shaking and no making waves. And if it's going to make waves, then let the murderers continue to murder everyone. Or say that, oh, no, they're not trying to murder everyone. That's overblowing the issue. Yeah, right. That's not leadership. And it's people being in charge who don't understand those types of things that let things get out of hand. Now, with me putting up these blue pictures like I put up on Instagram, you know, saying, yeah, paint me too. If we're painting people the color blue for standing for freedom, paint me too. I'm already taking flack for that. From people over here in Taiwan who should know better, who should know that creating half evil America was the only way to end the slavery. It was the only way to beat back the evil in Britain so that Britain is a beacon of freedom as it is today. Letting America start. I mean, really, Britain was a tyrant until America got its freedom. And then all of a sudden, Britain started to behave kind of. You know, none of us fully behave. America's government is not the kingdom of heaven. Neither is Sunday morning. There's good and bad everywhere you go. But we're not going to kill the good guys just because the bad guys were bad. And yes, America is a benefit to the world because of the good people in it who are so good and awesome, despite the evil alternatives that are there. They're bad, evil people in America. But they are not a reason to get rid of the whole thing and the good along with them. The good is much better. And I'm fighting the bad people in America as much as everybody else is. At least I hope. But I'm not going to go fight the good guys in America just because the bad guys haven't been defeated yet because they're that evil. Evil is very evil. And it takes a long time to stand up against it. And so, I mean, I'm over here in Asia and I am at risk. China has spies and assassins in Taiwan. Taiwan's government is constantly investigating it and tracking them down and trying to find them. China could tell one of their assassins to come kill me. And I don't stop. You don't bully me. Because if you don't have people like that, then badness takes over the world. And this is why after great conflicts, some of the most amazing businesses started. After the American Revolution, Paul Revere went on to start one of the first insurance companies because he was well-networked. It's why his midnight ride was so successful. He'd go to a town, he knew who to call, so that by the time he left, the whole town was awake. He knew who knew everybody. And go to the next town, do the same thing. So he knew everybody who knew everybody, and so he started an insurance company. Hey, everybody, tell everybody we all need to get together and start an insurance company. And they needed it. You need insurance. Yeah, you don't need scandal. There's bad insurance, but you know how good and bad goes. Okay. People that don't have to take the stand make horrible leaders. And they're the ones that end up in charge of companies like Disney and Sony. Like, you know, Sony and Disney wouldn't work it out so that the new Spider-Man movies would have a good director. I don't know how long that's going to last. You know, that might change, but right, you know, so far that hasn't been worked out. It's, you know, the Star Wars movies are so terrible. It's because the people in charge don't understand how important it is to take the stand and pay the extra money for the good directors that are going to make sure that your movie is profitable instead of a business loss, like Solo. Like, you know, look at that. You know, I haven't even seen it. I don't really want to. I don't know. Maybe I will. So I just, we have to, it's times like this that leaders get tested and people must find the resolve within themselves so that they can make the good decisions to lead their companies and organizations without compromise. And that's what makes them great. But when we're so in love with our comfort that we're unwilling to have a no deal Brexit, we can't make the decisions that'll make us great. And then we end up Disneyfying things. So, out of these times, we're going to see the compromising evangelist. They're going to get lost. They're going to make enemies. They're going to lose their fortunes because they don't know how to stand up and fight through it all. And once we get through this storm, we're going to see all kinds of good things come through it on the other side. For those of us who survive, me, I don't know. I don't care. Because if I live as a free person and I stand for what's right, then I truly am free. Because freedom is in the heart. It's in your heart. And we're constantly facing oppressors who want to kill us. All of us. Myself included. And I don't back down. And I am never going to become an advocate for the bullying of the bullies just because they scared me. And you bully me, liberty or death? Preferably the death of the tyrant. But if it must be, I'll volunteer. Otherwise, I mean, if you're not willing to die for something, then you're never going to be able to pave the life worth living. So yes, I've already taken some flack for these pictures, but you know, telling the people that want to live that they're not alone has already proven to be worth it. Apparently my pictures of the blue splashes, have inspired some people to take their own stance. And I hope that it inspires you to take yours. See you next week.